This exercise is called Compassionate Other and is designed to help you to experience compassion flowing from something towards you and for you to begin to experience what it feels like to be related to in a caring and compassionate way. So to start this exercise, find that posture in your chair that will support your practice. Feet on the ground, upright body posture, confident, grounded sense of self. Closing your eyes and taking a few moments now to engage in your soothing rhythm breathing. Allowing your body to slow down a little bit as you breathe out. Engaging in your friendly facial expression. Now, as you're doing that, just take a few moments to think about some of the qualities of compassion that you would value in an ideally compassionate other. There's no rights or no wrongs for you. Just what feels right, feels helpful. Now, alongside the qualities that are coming to mind, I'm just going to guide you on three qualities in particular. So your compassionate other will be wise. They have an understanding of the nature of suffering that we all struggle in life at times. It'll understand that we all have tricky brains, our minds get caught up in loops, and that so much of what happens for us in life, the struggles that we have, are not our choosing and not our fault. They understand that we've been shaped by things, by experiences in life, by our relationships. So they understand what it's like to be human. They understand what it's like to struggle in life. They'll never criticize us. They'll be there wanting to help us to work with the struggles we face. Alongside that, your compassionate other is also strong and courageous. I was imagining here that they have a sense of authority and quiet confidence to them. They're able to tolerate whatever distress you experience. Do not get overwhelmed. No matter what, they will always be there for you, offering you their strength and their support. And finally, your compassionate other will also have a deep, caring commitment for you. They're there to support and help you. They'll offer you compassion, understanding, and have a desire to help you to manage the difficulties that you face in life. Now, with these qualities in mind, wisdom, strength, and caring commitment, take a few moments to imagine what your ideal compassionate other might look like. So if you could see it in front of you, just taking a few moments now to imagine what this compassionate other would look like, if you could see it. This image could be somebody that you know, it could be an amalgamation of people that you know, a mixture. It could be a completely new image, someone that you've never met before, but someone who just represents those qualities of compassion. Perhaps your image isn't human. It could be an animal or a part of nature. Just taking some time now just to bring an image to mind as best as you can do. With what image is coming to mind, just noticing whether the image is old or young, male, female, or genderless. Maybe you can notice its posture, if it has a body, and just seeing how that somehow might show its strength and commitment to you. If your image has a face, just imagining what its facial expression is like and how this might show its compassionate qualities to you. If your image had a voice, what would its voice tone sound like? How might this show its warm, caring, wise feelings towards you? If it helps, take a few moments to consider how your ideal compassionate other became compassionate. Maybe they have experienced difficulties in life and learnt how to dedicate themselves to this compassionate path. Maybe they have learnt and observed over the years how pain and suffering can be part of life, but have found ways to develop the qualities that they have. And seeing what it feels like now just to be in the presence of your compassionate image. See if you can imagine that given its wisdom, its strength, its caring nature, somehow compassion is flowing from it towards you. And just noticing how it feels then to be receiving this compassion from your compassionate other. Now holding in mind its facial expression, voice tone, and its intention to be compassionate and caring to you. See if you can imagine your image repeating the following phrases to you. May you be well, followed by your name. So for me, it would be imagining my image says, may you be well, Chris. Just repeating that phrase, imagining that the image is repeating it to you in a warm, caring voice tone. May you be well. May you be happy. And again, just imagining your image saying that with your name at the end. May you be happy. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties in life. So again, just imagining that your image is repeating that phrase to you, a warm, caring voice tone. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties in life. Really imagine that your ideal compassionate other is looking at you with kindness, genuinely wishing you well. They're bothered about your well-being. They want to support and help you in life. You might want to imagine that your compassionate image is communicating with you in a slightly different way. This time around, you might want to imagine that it's saying the following phrases. I'm here to support you, followed by your name. Just again, imagining that it communicating this with warmth, wisdom, and commitment. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you tolerate your difficulties. I'm here to help you reduce and manage your distress. Take some time to play around with these phrases, just finding the words and the tone of voice that you can connect with. Just for the last little while now, just seeing if you can just remain open now, just to being in the presence of this compassionate other, this wise, strong, caring image, and just noticing how this leaves you feeling. And knowing now that you can return back to this image whenever you would like, it'll always be there for you. But just slowly beginning to allow this image to fade, bringing your awareness back into the present moment and opening your eyes.